Tonight's shiur, Siman Tafrei Sadi Gimel, Seder Tfilas Purim, the order of davening on Purim. Sif Aleph. Achar Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'arvis Oymer Va'ata Kadosh. Purim night, we daven Marv, then we lay in Megillah, then we say Va'ata Kadosh. V'mechal Motzei Shabbos, if Purim is on a Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, Oymer V'hinoyim Koyim Va'ata Kadosh, we say V'hinoyim first. We say Ve'itin L'chom. Motzei Shabbos, Kohen HaMegillah Ba'achach Mavdilin. We lay in Megillah, and then we say Avdolah. Clearly, what this halacha is telling us is that Megillah laying is part of the Maariv service. A very hard time in some kehilas, they'll daven Shmoneh Esrei and Motzei Shabbos, then have a half hour break, and then come back from Megillah laying and finish. It's part of davening, so we just daven very late. We make sure that people can come to shul. It's part of Maariv. You didn't say Aleinu, you didn't say Ata Kadosh, you're in the middle of davening. Mishneh Berurah, Sifkan Aleph, Acher Kriyas HaMegillah V'chulu. Ein Magen Avam Shmitzadeid. The Acher Shmoneh Esrei Oymer Kaddish Shalem Im Tiskabel. Magen Avam says, when you finish Shmoneh Esrei Maariv, you say a full Kaddish with Tiskabel. V'chin Kosb Eliyarab, and so the Eliyarab writes as well. V'acher Amirus Ata Kadosh Shalem Acher Kriyas HaMegillah. Now once you lay in the Megillah and then say Ata Kadosh afterwards, Yom Kaddish Shalom below Tiskabel, then there's no Tiskabel anymore. Veli Yeraba Kostav Diuchel Gam Kelim with Tiskabel. The rest is you can say Tiskabel. Veiach Tiskabel Al Tefilas V'Seder Kedusha. The Tiskabel is going on the Tefilah of the Seder Kedusha of Ata Kaddish. UBeShachris Yom Chatzik Kash Achash Man Esrei. By Shachris we say Chatzik Kash Yedush Man Esrei. Well, Achash say the Kedusha we say the Kaddish Shalom Im Tiskabel. Sifkan Beis Ve'Om Ve'Itin Lecha B'Motzei Shabbos Achar Havdalah. Ve'Itin Lecha is Motzei Shabbos after Havdalah. The Havdol is after the Vyata Kadosh, like the rest of Masei Shabbos of the year. So the Ramah is like, he's not telling us an order, because he says, you say Vinam, Ata Kadosh, V'itin L'cha, V'karen HaMegil. It's a separate din. Karen HaMegil, Acham Avdilin. So Karen Gim, Acham Avdilin, the Kol Ma Sheyesh La'achras Havdol, B'tiyas Yom, Achrim Levi, we always push off Havdol as late as possible, so Megillah Lenin comes before the Havdol. Seif Beis. Oymer al Hanisim b'Lailu b'Yom Yisrael Hanisim Purim night and Purim day. The Ramah adds, "Lo Amaro Ein Machzir Nasov." Someone left out al Hanisim, he does not go back. Ve'ein Oymer al Hanisim Rak b'Yom Yedald Avelo B'Tazvov. We say al Hanisim only on day 14 of Adar, not on day 15 in our cities, not Shusha Purim obviously. Uvel Yedald Al Pish Lo Kor Megili Yidayin Oymer al Hanisim Tefilas Arvis. Maariv Purim night, you will say al Hanisim, even though we didn't lay in the Megillah yet. Mishneh Berurah Sifkan Dalet. Balayla, afilum hikdim lehispal arvis kodesh kochavim, even if you're davening Maariv before it says kochavim, you won't lay in Megillah if it says kochavim. If you daven Maariv before it says kochavim, you say al Hanisim. Sifkan hey in machzirin oso, if you left out al Hanisim, you don't go back. Ayin le'elson tafesh rebeis sif aleph. For adim bin yinenu, it's the same here as it is by Chanukah. Well, the Indian Alanisim Berachas Amozin Ayin LeKamon Siman Tafis Al Dehei Sif Gimel. As far as benching, let's discuss later on. Sifkan Vav Avalo B'Tesvav. We don't say Al Hanisim on Shushan Purim. Kimich Ein Shaych Zel Osayom. It's not Nogeya to that day. Have they Shlomo Ein Hamoyer. It's like it's not relevant. Have they Hefsek B'Tfilin. It's an interruption. Miu, however, Im Amor. If you did say it, Im Achzirna. So you don't go back. To Kamalkam Yesh Ketzas Shaychus B'Yom Ha'El. Because it is relevant to the day. Kurachim hasveikos imheimu kofas choma. The cities that aren't clear, are they ben Yudal de ben Tzvav? Did they have a walled city from time of Yeshua or not? Oyim al Hanisim betfila b'shneiyom. They say al Hanisim both days Yudal de ben Tzvav. Vein ze hafzik is not considered an interruption. Kien misafik oyim because they have to say it misafik. Shachris mashkilim beisamedu. She's supposed to daven early on the morning for Shachris of Purim. And that's why some people like to daven Vasikin on Purim, if they don't, even if they don't do it the rest of the year. Ein lachlos hatfilin afshe hispalu kvar al achas haMegillah. If a person is wearing his tefillin, even though he davened already, he should not take off the tefillin until after Megillah laning. Darshin vikar elu tefillin, because in the Megillah, the words vikar refer to tefillin. Se'if gimel. Ein karin bo halel. We do not say halel on Purim. Ve'ein oivin al panem. We don't say tachanun. Ramah says ve'ein oivin al netzeach. We don't say lametzeach. Ve'kel erech apayim either. Mishneh Berurah Sifkan Zayin. Halel. De'bishim ba b'yitzias mitzrayim aminun halel avdei Hashem lo avdei paro. By yitzias mitzrayim we could say halel avdei Hashem. We're Hashem's avodim, we're not paro's avodim. Aval hocha kati avdei achashver Hashanam. But on Purim we're still the servants of achashver. This is one of the answers the Gemara brings why we don't say halel on Purim. Sifkan ches ve'in oifel not to tachron v'chul ve'in oim don't say l'amitzeach. V'chulu b'shnei yom e'purim, both days of Purim. Mishim dechsiv beit sara in l'amitzeach, it says sara, but sara b'purim l'mat kriim, we don't mention sara on Purim. Se'if dalet. Motzi and sefer Torah v'korin, b'parashas v'yovo amalek. On Purim day, we take out a sefer Torah and we lean from parashas b'shalach v'yovo amalek. V'afal pisha eimber el atisha pesukim, even though there aren't 10 pesukim, there are only 9 pesukim. V'koyflin posik achron, ki l'hashem asav pesukim, so we repeat the last posik to make it 10. The Ramah says, "Ve'ein haminig lichbol pasuk achron shel parasha." It's not our minig to repeat the last pasuk. Ve'karen haMegillah achach say the kedusha. Then after Kriyas Torah, we lay in the Megillah, and then we have say the kedusha. Ramah kashish mila b'purim mal hatinuk kodem Kriyas haMegillah. If you have a bris on Purim, the bris should come before Megillah leaning. Mishnah Berurah sifkan tes amalek. We lay in v'yavu amalek ad midor dor. Ve'oyim chasikash, and then we say chasikash. Sifka and Yud ve'en haming lichbol. We don't repeat the last pasuk. It's not Arminic. Ve'afal gav the kaimla name poichsim asar pesukim. Even though the din is you don't do less than 10 pesukim, hechad the salak in yonashanis. Since the whole inyan is wrapped up in these 9 pesukim, it's sufficient. Sifka and Yud Aleph. Ve'karin haMegillah. We lay in the Megillah. Ma'varach and achra brichas haravitz. Ve'en then afterwards you say the bracha. K'day albasim and tafri sadi beis. Like we said in tafri sadi beis. Utsrichin kulon l'shmar habracha. Everyone has to hear the bracha. Are people who say Kaddish after Megillah, but Enochon is not correct. Even though we do say Kaddish after Megillah Srus, Megillah Shirashirim, not after Megillah Sestrum. Sifka and Yudbeis Mal Hatina Kaidim, we do the bris before Megillah Laning. Vasmach Lazer, why? Dixiv, Ayhudim Hasa Arvasinchon Vesason, Vesason, Merames El Mila, Sason hints to Mila. Vapichodish Kasiv, the Actim Kriyas Megillah, Pichodish says no. You should lay Megillah first. We learned the halacha before. Nothing gets in the way of Megillah laning. Megillah comes for everything. So it should come ahead of Mila also. But Lamaisa, I think the minig is the way he's bringing it. The Mila comes first. So the Be'er Halacha brings a question. When does Sefer Torah go back? You take a Sefer Torah, you lay, and you lay in the Megillah. Where's the Sefer Torah, the Megillah laning? So the Be'er Halacha says, the Tosfos writes that you shouldn't put it back, but you hold the Sefer Torah during Megillah Laning. The Lavush says you got to put it back to lay the Megillah. And he explains, because if you do like the Tosfos, how's the fellow on Sefer Torah supposed to listen to Megillah Laning? He's on Sefer Torah. His mind's on Sefer Torah. In order for him to be able to properly fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah, you have to put Sefer Torah back. So he puts Sefer Torah back, so he doesn't have to worry about Sefer Torah during laning. So he has a note on the side. When it comes to Tekiyah Shrei from Rosh Hashanah, Dharma says, they put away Sefer Torah after the Tekiyahs. Aye, the person holds Sefer Torah, how can he pay attention to Tekiyahs? So Vais Techois, the Tekiyahs is not so long, he says, he could have pay attention to the Tekiyahs while he holds Sefer Torah. But Mais, we don't do that. We put the Sefer Torah on the Shulchan.
Yeah, cover it up.
No one's holding Sefer Torah. Perhaps we want to be able to focus on the Tekiyahs. But I guess for Megillah it's too long, and maybe you don't want to put the Megillah on the Shulchan, so they put the Sefer Torah, we put Sefer Torah back. But by him, it's Mashmah, they actually held Sefer Torah by Tekiyah Shofar, which we don't do.
Is it recorded that you're allowed to put the Sefer Torah
on the Shulchan? It's Minig and Klai, so I'm assuming there's got to be a Makar. But
it's not, like, not,
they didn't
it
do that.
Like
they didn't do it. Exactly. It sounds like they didn't do it. But Lamais, that's for Shofar, we do it. For Megillah, we just, I guess it's too long. So we put it back in the oven.
We do the
hachnasa beforehand, before we go on to Megillah. So the question is, why do we lane from the Torah before the Megillah? When we lane Shir Hashirim, we do it before Kriyas HaTorah. When we lane Rus and Kehelis, we do it before Kriyas HaTorah. So why do we Megillas Esther? Do we daf a lane from Sefer Torah first and then do Megillas Esther?
I saw somewhere once by the time that it's like a haftarah. It's not mashma if you go to a bris in the middle. But I know I saw it somewhere. I can't remember where.
I think the word, we saw this once before. I think the word is that Shir Hashirim and Kehelis and Rus are not chiyuvim. If it's not a chiyuv, you're allowed to do it before Kriyas HaTorah. But if you have two chiyuvim, Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah, now you have to tell the Shana Torah, do you have to lay in first? That doesn't come first. If it's not a chiyuv, it can come first. It's not a problem. Once it's a chiyuv, then you got to follow the standard rules, and Kriyas HaTorah doesn't come from Kriyas Megillah.
So according to that's the minute, counterintuitive. That make a bracha?
Yeah, it's a shig ha'orah, but the bracha. But it doesn't change if that's only a minute beyond. It's not a chiyuv like Megillah's Esther. You know, they're saying once you're laying, you make a bracha on it. But as far as chiyuv, pasha, I check the shanu, still the chiyuv.
I know, I saw somewhere that this is considered.
It's like a haftorah. That's a different word. Yeah. That could also be a teretz.
That's counterintuitive. It's less important, so it comes first.
But it's a well-known yisaid in the halachas of tader that immediately the reshus are mutar before chiyuv. Tader shein tader didn't two chiyuvim. So the tader chiyuv comes first. But if it's not a chiyuv, immediately the reshus comes first.